When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Josh and sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Bethesda has just delayed two huge games out of 2022. That's right, sadly, Arkane Austin's Redfall and Bethesda Game Studios' Starfield have been both delayed to the first half of 2023. This, of course, comes as a little bit of a shock because both of these titles had release dates pretty much set in stone, at least in the case of Starfield. That title was supposed to come out on the 11th anniversary of Skyrim, releasing originally on the 11th of the 11th, 2022. Meanwhile, Redfall, the vampire-themed multiplayer game from Arkane, was supposed to drop so soon in September. Now, Bethesda didn't say too much about these delays, but in a press release they did say, quote, "We've made the decision to delay the launches of Redfall and Starfield to the first half of 2023. The teams at Arkane Austin, who are in charge of Redfall, and Bethesda Game Studios, who are in charge of Starfield, have incredible ambitions for their games, and we want to ensure that you receive the best, most polished versions of them. We want to thank everyone for their excitement for Redfall and Starfield. That energy is a huge part of what inspires all of us every day and drives our own excitement for what we are creating. We can't wait to share our first deep dive into the gameplay for both Redfall and Starfield soon. Thank you for your support." So yeah, as they referred to there, we hadn't actually seen any proper gameplay for either of these titles. We saw our best look at Starfield last year, but even that was just a cool looking cinematic, and we don't know how that thing is going to play, or really any of the details. Now that was strange for a game that was about 6 months out, but still, the fact that it had that release date set in stone had a lot of people, including myself, kind of thinking that everything was going to be okay. However, there is another interesting tidbit to this news, and that comes by way of Bloomberg's Jason Schreier. Retweeting the press release, Jason had this to say, quote, "Last spring before E3, I spoke to some folks on Starfield who were extremely worried about committing to a 11/11/22 date based on the progress they'd made so far." And in parentheses, Jason says that the next Cyberpunk was a term floated around to him. He finishes by saying good on Bethesda for delaying even after announcing that specific date. If you don't know, what Jason is referring to by the next Cyberpunk in that tweet isn't just because Cyberpunk came out way too soon, it was that when that game was announced with a concrete date, all the developers kinda thought it was a joke. According to Schreier's sources, that was also apparently the mentality in Bethesda Game Studios when we saw that 11/11 date last year. And that just sucks. If you know that your game probably isn't going to hit that date, and might even be delayed by half a year, then don't put something as firm on it as a day and date. What I think is quite funny though is that the developers refer to being the next Cyberpunk when the more apt comparison might have been the next Fallout 76. Still, I don't want to be too harsh on these teams. After all, it is for the best that these games get delayed, so neither of them do actually become the next Cyberpunk and release in an unfinished state. We want both of these titles to be as good as they can possibly be. Hell, I'm incredibly looking forward to both of these, especially what Bethesda Game Studios have been cooking up since they launched Fallout 4 all the way back in 2015. That was 7 years ago. That's gonna be 8 years by the time this thing actually releases. That's just crazy to me. Yeah, when it comes to Starfield, especially, Bethesda are absolutely in need of a hit. Their reputation over the past few years has, well, it's lessened, to say the least. They're not quite where they were at the start of last generation, which was just, like, at the very king of all third-party devs. especially with them being acquired by Microsoft, there is a new level of standard that they have to live up to. And with their reputation for releasing buggy games even before the trash fire that was Fallout 76, they couldn't just repeat history. At this point, Bethesda releasing buggy games isn't cute or quirky, it's just a real issue and something they have to stamp out. Of course, the delay doesn't mean that there's going to be no bugs at all for Starfield, but it is a step in the right direction, in my opinion, the fact that they actually will delay the game rather than release it in a buggy, unfinished mess. Like I said, they have something to prove. They were once at the very top of the pile, and now other RPG makers have kind of come in and stolen their limelight. With Starfield being the first IP of theirs in decades, it needs to succeed. Redfall, on the other hand, looked promising as well. We didn't know too much about it because Arkane were juggling a lot of projects, including Deathloop, which came out last year, but they do have an incredibly solid track record. I mean, everything from Dishonored to Prey, which is like one of the most underrated games of all time, by the way, to, like I said, last year's Deathloop has been a hit with critics, even if they all didn't resonate with audiences perhaps as much as the developers wanted them to. Of course, while something like this can't necessarily be helped, and in the long run it will make these games better, it does leave two huge holes in the 2022 release date. Other big hitters for this year have already been shifted to 2023, like the upcoming Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel. Others, like God of War Ragnarok, are slated for 2022, but again, we haven't really seen much of that either, so it's unclear if it is going to hit for this year, or repeat what happened to Horizon Forbidden West last year and get shifted to the first half of 2023. And I don't want to be apocalyptic, but I wonder if history does repeat itself and we get a February 2023 that was just as packed as February 2022. This also has interesting implications for the upcoming Bethesda and Microsoft showcase. Yeah, E3 might be cancelled this year, but that hasn't stopped the big publishers from still putting on their own digital events, and Microsoft and Bethesda were no different. They were scheduled, or still are scheduled, to go ahead with one in June. Now, with that only being a month away, you can probably assume that they were getting out in front of this news so that, in between the glitz and glam of that showcase, they didn't have to announce a delay that might have took the sting out of proceedings. However, with them teasing gameplay for both Redfall and Starfield in this press release, that might mean we get a bigger look at these titles in that showcase. So thankfully, even though the games themselves have been delayed, we probably won't have to wait that long to get an actual good deep dive into how these projects are shaping up. Like, please just give me some Starfield gameplay. I'm so starved for it. However, it will be interesting to see when these games actually drop. The first half of 2023 is incredibly vague, and that could be anything from these titles launching in March 2023 to all the way in June. That is quite a big gap, especially when Redfall was supposed to come out in September. I guess we can only see how they go and hope for the best. So, I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Were you looking forward to both of these games? And what do you think about this delay? Also, while you're down there, let me know what you're looking forward to for the rest of 2022. Like I said, that lineup is kind of sparse. And quite selfishly, I just want to know what I should be keeping my eye out for. Because the two games I was looking forward to have been thrown over there. Like this hat. Also, if you want, please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to What Culture Gaming for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.